Salesforce announced they were going to acquire Slack for $27.7 billion for a company that last reported had about $833 million in revenue over the last year. So that's over a 30x multiple. Why did Salesforce buy Slack, and why did Slack need Salesforce? So a couple things. If you think about Slack, let's start there. They had a vision led by Stuart, and the vision was that the users would love a product, and those users would take that love and motivate or even take the tool to corporate America, to the enterprises that these people were working at. The problem was is that those enterprises, one, took issue and were not going to let the same type of scaled use. And number two, employees and users of Slack from an outside world, outside the corporation perspective, they're not as motivated, they're not as perhaps interested in ensuring they have the tools when they're in their day-to-day 9-to-5 job. And so that kind of upswell that they thought was going to happen to force enterprises to move to Slack didn't happen. But the biggest reason or the biggest obstacle that Slack faced was the simple fact that there was a big behemoth, large technology vendor already planted in, relied upon, trusted within these enterprises, and that's Microsoft. And Microsoft had Teams, and Microsoft included Teams as part of their Office 365 productivity suite. And so if you're an enterprise, if you're the IT department making decisions around what tools they're going to give, yes, they want to listen to their employee base, of course. But it made sense to roll out Teams at scale within these enterprises. So Microsoft had already established relationships. They had the trust. They had a tool that the enterprises could give to their employees. And those employees weren't really that upset about needing to use it, at least, you know, within their 9-to-5 job. It was very difficult for Slack, and they realized, you know, they could do the antitrust lawsuits, and they can put the ad up, the ads out in the papers about challenging Microsoft, but that was only going to go on for so long, and it was going to only have so much impact. Even if Slack had a better product, or is a better product, it just didn't matter. They didn't have the distribution. They didn't have the means, the way to penetrate these enterprises, which they needed to get the scale that they ultimately needed. It's kind of like that garage band that's phenomenal, and everyone in the town loves them, but if they're not playing Madison Square Garden, if they're not traveling the country, it's really hard to get a bigger audience, to get better attention. With Salesforce, they have a chance, because Salesforce has already penetrated many enterprises. Salesforce has created a portfolio of products, which, by the way, many through acquisition, like Tableau and MuleSoft and Demandware and ExactTarget and Click Software and Velocity and so forth and so on. But they have a portfolio of products that have been adopted. Salesforce is, for most purposes, a beloved brand. With that, there's going to be access instantly. There's going to be a means to get attention within these enterprises. That is not to say that they are just going to adopt and say, oh yeah, no problem. Slack, we're going to use Slack now. That is going to be an incredibly challenging and uphill battle for Salesforce, for Slack, for Stuart and Brett. Yes, they now have more sales people pushing their product. Yes, they already have instant access. They will be able to get meetings. They will be able to talk about, we have a portfolio of products that Slack will be able to integrate with. So Salesforce, right? Why pay $27.7 billion? Well, one, Benioff believes in collaboration, believes in Slack. He believes and has always wanted to have a solution to sell. And so it made perfect sense in that regard. Benioff, and if you even look at the presentation about the Salesforce Slack summary about why they made the acquisition on Salesforce's website, They talk about their success and ability to scale acquisitions, to grow revenue of the companies they buy, that land and expand mentality. They talk about the fact that it's going to be deeply integrated into that customer 360, right? So they have a pitch they can make. So it's a nice, shiny investment motivated by the ability to scale it based on prior successes. So it makes sense. But it also makes sense when you start thinking about the vision of that customer 360, which I keep mentioning. And if you listen to the recent keynote, if it was a drinking game, you know, the audience would have been inebriated. I mean, customer 360 was mentioned all over the place. It's been that way for several Dreamforces. But the point is, they talk about how it's the UI, right? The user interface across that platform, right? Sales, service, marketing, commerce, analytics. It's a way to engage for every employee within their customer base. But also, their customers have a relationship with partners, and they're going to talk about how that's going to, this layer on top, this collaboration layer that Slack's going to bring, it's going to allow their enterprise customers to also have the ability to connect with partners, connect with their customers as well. That's what that whole customer 360 is about, right? They have solutions that allow for total access to data, total access to the customer, right? The customer experience. So this is a natural layer. And they're going to talk a lot about that, why Slack is the choice here. They're going to make that pitch as they try, and let's just be honest, to take out Microsoft and take out Teams. And therein lies the next motivation. Microsoft obviously competes with Salesforce in a lot of ways as well, specifically in the CRM, the Dynamics space. And Microsoft is increasing their investments to win more businesses from customers from Salesforce. So there's a part of this that Salesforce needs to also find something to combat that. And Slack is that way for them. That leads me to my last point. The thing I think everyone needs to start paying attention to is, well, what about Google? Salesforce and Google absolutely have a very strategic partnership. It's very clear. At one point, Salesforce was even offering free G Suite licenses as part of their deals. I mean, they're a very strategic partner, the integrations of their products, so forth and so on. Google Cloud very much competes against Microsoft as well, right? G Suite, GCP, they're very big competitors of each other. They have Google Meet. And, you know, as much as Salesforce is incredibly scaled and you know, the $20 billion company, 25 next year, great. Google has a lot more access through Alphabet Cash. They could have easily bought Slack. So I think you need to pay attention to this as well. The partnership as they attack Microsoft, attack Teams specifically, this idea that Salesforce and Slack and Google partnership. And when Benioff mentioned Zoom, I don't know how many times, but 5, 6, 10 times during that Dreamforce keynote a few days ago, right? That's the video collaboration. It's either going to be a strengthened partnership with all these players, Salesforce, Google, Zoom, or why not Google Cloud acquire all of it? But perhaps Salesforce figure it out first. Let Salesforce and their brand and their penetration of enterprises, which by the way, in a lot of ways is more significant than Google right now. How about Salesforce buy Zoom? Could happen. Makes sense. And then down the road, Google Cloud buy Salesforce. I hope that the collaboration space doesn't continue to get fully consolidated though. I hope choice is something that's still going to be available. But right now, there's an uphill battle, but it's going to be a fun one to watch.